You're listening to Consider This, episode 192, for August 28, 2017.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening in to my conservative commentary and your feedback. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, here to give you my thoughts in just 10 minutes or less. You know, I had a friend years ago who hated the phrase each and everyone. His point was that each is everyone, and so it was redundant. Something to think about, or something to make you feel awkward the next time you say it. To send me feedback on the topic today, or any topic at all, I encourage each and every one of you to visit the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. Contact information and show notes are all right there. That's CT as in considering transgenders. And that's the topic for this time around. I've covered my views on transgenderism before. Back in September of 2016, I got into the science of it all and how the left has been coming at the trans phenomenon from a distinctly non-scientific point of view. I'll have a link back to that episode in the show notes for this episode. This time out, however, I want to talk about the results of the encouragement of transgenderism our culture is pushing these days. That's coming up. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, there's an Amazon affiliate link on the website. Click there before you buy, and a smidgen of what you pay comes back my way. Thanks muchly. If there was a group of people whose suicide rate was 10 times that of the population in general, what would you do about it? Well, if you're on the left these days, you'd encourage more people to join that group. That's what's happening in the transgender community. When asked if they have attempted suicide, 41% said yes. Greta Gustava Martella, who founded the Trans Lifeline Suicide Hotline, put it this way, quote, "With 41% attempting suicide, you have to assume something's just not working for transgender folks," close quote. This is a tragedy that's been going on for years, and not just in the U.S., but worldwide. The left and their parrots in the media generally try to blame this on rejection by society, parents, and peers. But there's a few problems with limiting blame to just those causes, or by assuming that those are even the major causes. The first and most obvious one is that there is clearly an internal conflict within the transgendered person. Dr. Paul R. McHugh was the psychiatrist-in-chief for Johns Hopkins Hospital and is currently the Distinguished Service Professor of Psychiatry. He performed sex reassignment surgeries there, but upon seeing how it so often didn't change the outlook of the patient, he had Johns Hopkins stop such surgeries. He realized that the transgendered suffered from what he calls a, quote, "disorder of assumption," close quote, the notion that their maleness or femaleness is different than what nature assigned to them biologically. As I've mentioned before in this podcast, this is a subset of body dysmorphia, where the perception of what your body is does not live up to your belief of what it should be. Whereas an anorexic believes their body is fatter than it really is, a transgendered believes they are a different gender than they really are. Dr. McHugh also reported on a new study that shows that post-surgery transgendered people have a suicide rate that is actually 20 times higher than non-transgendered. Clearly, giving into their disorder of assumption actually makes things worse overall. But the left in this country are elevating those with this disorder, essentially encouraging more people to join a group that kills itself in significantly higher numbers. In fact, they are indoctrinating at such an early age that children as young as 5 or 6, who can't make a rational decision about what they want for breakfast, are being allowed to choose their gender. And another study that Dr. McHugh cited shows that children who had expressed transgender feelings spontaneously lost those feelings over time in 70 to 80% of those cases. But we're on such a trans kick that people who would otherwise understand the passing nature of childhood wishes suddenly open their mind so much that their brain falls out. And I'm just getting started. So let's consider the idea that the main reason the suicide rate is so high is because of the rejection by society. Never mind the fact that pop culture is being conspicuous in its pushing of this as just another lifestyle, the whole born this way thing. Let's assume that there is rampant homophobia and transphobia in the U.S. I can't see that this alone accounts for a suicide rate 10 to 20 times that of the general population. One reason is that people in same-sex marriages also have a high suicide rate. Over a year ago, a study showed that married homosexuals have a suicide rate 3 times that of married heterosexuals. And if you can't get acceptance enough in a marriage, one that is legally accepted nationwide, then something else must account for this. Speaking of societal acceptance, the Netherlands is certainly one of the most accepting of the gay lifestyle, and has had legal same-sex marriage for over 20 years. And yet, studies there have found that homosexuals suffer from significantly higher rates of mood disorders, anxiety disorders, substance abuse, suicide attempts, eating disorders, and panic attacks. Society has accepted them, but they are still tormented. It's not coming from without, so it must be coming from within. And if discrimination from society were truly a factor, then what about African Americans? Clearly, racism against blacks is still a thing. But the suicide rate among whites is about 3 times what it is among blacks. If discrimination was the explanation, these numbers should be entirely reversed. But the left insists that discrimination and societal pressures are the full explanation. I'm guessing that it does play some part, but clearly that part is far, far smaller than what they'd like us to believe. If it was, they could blame society and be done with it. They can't, because it isn't. I want to close with how Daniel Payne closed his article, which is one of those in the show notes that I referred to for this episode. Quote, "Transgender individuals are precious, irreplaceable children of God. They deserve better than the cultural zeitgeist that has decided a sky-high suicide rate is an acceptable externality of modern-day progressive sexual ideology. Unfortunately, the feel-good politics of liberals often takes precedence over the lives of the vulnerable." Close quote. Please consider this. In the last episode, I talked about a potential ban on transgenders in the military, and I mentioned that the military also bans those with flat feet and night blindness. I would add that they also reject recruits with anorexia and suicidal tendencies. So, what do you think? Is this a legitimate issue, or do you have an alternate explanation? Connect with me on Facebook or Twitter. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. Or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Or instead of remembering all that, just bop on over to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to find out all the ways to get in touch. While you're there, the show notes are worth your perusal because they have a full transcript and links to everything I referred to when putting this show together. It's certainly worth a look for everyone and each of you. Let's keep the conversation going. That's a great way to consider this.